Rhino, as many of you know, is one of the producers of the Grant and Danny radio program. Danny, I don't even think you're aware of this at this point.
Okay.
So I am on location today, out and about. I'm missing the guys.
Well, I knew that. I knew you're on location. You're doing the Altcast tonight. I knew that.
Fear of missing out a little bit. I'm sitting here at the Monumental headquarters doing the show live. I'm, as soon as we're done at 6:30, going to walk downstairs, and I'll be on TV at 7 for our Altcast, Manningcast-style hockey hang with Tarik El-Bashir and Brent Johnson.
Not the point of what you're talking about. I know you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah.
What room are you in right now? Like the background, I can't explain it. It's like if you've ever seen like a design on a soccer ball.
Yes.
That's what the wall looks like behind you. What room is that?
That's very funny. Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, you can see it. I am in a room that all I could say is maybe it's like storage.
Okay.
But there's a green screen if they ever need it. There are some TV monitors in here that I don't think show television. There are very nice, fancy TV walls. It could be like a backup studio. There's a bunch of very expensive cameras. I think they mostly just put me in a storage closet.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the storage closet. Because it looks, that's not what the whole wall looks like. Oh, wow, okay. Gotcha.
All right. So you can see, and like over there, like that's TV studio,
yeah, that's
right?
TV stuff, yeah.
So it's very fancy. I'm just sitting in front of the one wall that kind of looks like a soccer ball.
Just an interloper in the soccer ball wall. All right,
exactly.
Back to my friend Grant. Go.
Yeah, so there was something that popped up that I need to tell Clary. And it's one of these things where I was going to tell him during the break down the line, and I'm like, you know what? I'll call you in about 10 minutes when we go to commercial. I want to see your reaction. Like, this is a huge development.
Okay.
And I can't say what it is over the air.
Why not?
It's just not something I can say over the air.
Oh. Huh.
So I call Clary during the break. He answers.
Yeah.
It's not that weird. Clary answers a lot. I give him a lot of credit. But here's where I'm going to be a hypocrite.
Mm.
I like people who answer their phone. I FaceTimed him, and he answered the FaceTime, and he was on the toilet at work.
Now, I can confirm a couple things here. I had to throw a fastball during the break, and I was in there, and I noticed Ryan was gone from his post for a previous few minutes before we went to commercial break. I go in and relieve myself and went ahead and washed my hands, and I recognized a pair of shoes, the white Nikes right down there. Ryan and I exchanged some pleasantries. I realized I still had my visitor's pass on from my kids' school this morning where I had an event, and we made pleasantries about that. And then as I was leaving, the phone rang.
And he answered it.
Yes, he did.
So I could tell he was in a stall pretty quickly.
In the loo.
It was very obvious. And he's like, hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
So casual, so comfortable, no acknowledgement. Hey, I'm in the bathroom, which is, we all know what's happening. But like you would be like, hey, man, call me back. I'm in the bathroom. Not that, even though that would be a bridge too far. He's just waiting for me now to carry on with the conversation.
Yeah, you called me. What's up?
By the way, public bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, it would be bad if you were at home. You're in public. People are coming and going. There's clearly, I could hear someone off in the distance. I didn't know it was Danny Hoohead.
Well, now, would you like to know, let me ask you this. Do you want to know that there was someone in the stall next to him, or would you rather not know that? Does that help you or hurt you in this thing?
That makes it even more egregious.
A second pair of shoes. There was a second deucer.
Do we know who that was?
I don't know. I couldn't identify the shoes. Yes,
now, Ryan. This is coming from someone who quite literally will swing my legs around up against the wall if someone's in the bathroom just for fear that they might know that I'm in there doing something. I don't want anyone to know. So this comfort to answer the phone and someone's next to you? What a just a I'm going to call him rude here. A rude thing. And this is hypocritical because I love when people answer the phone when I call. So this is now when I tag in Clary. Clary, what were you thinking there?
I mean, you're my guy. I remember you telling me the segment prior that you were like, hey, I'm going to call you. You're going to be really interested in this one thing. And so I was, you piqued my curiosity. And so I was on the toilet there, unfortunately for you. And I answered the phone call. In my opinion, like, here's the thing. I can balance two plates at once.
Mm.
Is it weird? Yes, I can acknowledge that. But then again, like, this is maybe a tough guy bit. I don't know. Make fun of me for it. Do I care? Not really. I really, because you're my guy. I would tell you. I tell you guys all the time. I mean, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm gone for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however long it is. You guys know what I'm doing. I'm not hiding anything.
No,
I'm in the bathroom.
It's not even. I'm the weird one that has to hide when that happens out of just discomfort. But that's not. There's a difference between us knowing that you're going to the bathroom and answering the phone and then expecting to have a conversation. And that was if you were in a locked, closed bathroom. I would say that's weird.
Yes.
There were people in there.
Yes, there were people in there. I know. It's weird. It's weird on my end. It may have made you uncomfortable not knowing that there are other people there, and I'm sorry for that. But at the end of the day, like, that's, I told you, I warned you. I was like, hey, I'm in the bathroom. Like, probably I said that, what, second or third sentence of the conversation? I did warn you that I was in the bathroom. And even then, you work at this place. You should have seen the background when I when you FaceTimed me.
No, I knew you were in the bathroom.
I know. And you acknowledged that. And then I told you, why did you answer?
What are we doing here?
I just said I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, I remember, because then you flipped your camera around and I saw your underwear and shorts and shoes.
Jeans, but yes.
Pulled down to your feet. Now, luckily I didn't see anything else.
True. I did get close there. Maybe a little too close for comfort.
Too close for comfort is an apt phrase.
Yes.
So the protocol there is understanding that it's, now here's the deal. Stick aside. This is during the show. Not like it's been during show hours. There may be something business oriented because you're on location, or we have to share things all the time behind the scenes. I want this sound clip, or are you calling this guy? There may be something. So a FaceTime or a call during show hours is something where you'd go, oh, I probably need to respond to the host who needs something from me. The protocol there is, you know, that option where it's you decline or whatever, you send that text right back.
Yes.
In the bathroom.
Boom.
Call you right back.
Boom.
Boom. You don't answer the FaceTime with only half of your body available, because the other half, you have to go to HR.
Oh, he made the other half available for the most part.
I mean, I did, and I'm sorry for that. Like, that part maybe a little too close for you there. I apologize for that. But then again, I get back to this point that I cannot get past myself is I'm not hiding anything, man.
So I'm not hiding.
I'm not trying to show you anything.
He is doing. Danny, help him. He keeps acting like this is I'm not going to be ashamed. I go to the bathroom and every human does.
So you're getting caught on the fact that my co-host, my pal Grant, is a weirdo who has never admitted to us that he poops.
Yes.
A human adult male in his mid-30s. Are you 36, buddy? Or 35?
36.
He has never said that he's done the thing that every human being does to survive. Mm-hmm. Every human being sleeps. He won't sleep anywhere. Let you know that he's might have been asleep, and he won't
if
throw.
If you call
a
me and I was asleep, and I'm like, "Hello,
hey,
are you asleep?" I'm like, "No, not at all. No way."
No, I was just getting up 3:45 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But like, whatever. So he's the weirdo here. Okay, forget about that. Forget about his proclivities. You're debating that one. It's like debating the one Jerry Springer guest as like a mainstream viewpoint. It's not a mainstream viewpoint. It's the extreme. What we're saying is, if there's a FaceTime and you're on the pot, can't get that FaceTime. You just can't get it.
I disagree with that point.
Mm.
I disagree with that. Like, I genuinely disagree with it. I'm not even doing a bit. Like,
how
often
do you talk to people on FaceTime when you're on the toilet?
I do it all the time.
Regularly.
I would say...
Well, now, Ryan, sorry. Him and his just, I mean...
Say it.
Cavemen friends.
Yeah.
Will FaceTime each other and look at the... I'm trying to figure out the right way to say this.
Mm-hmm.
They look at the trophy I just made.
That's disgusting.
It sure is.
There's a Snapchat group chat for
it. Yeah, that's who we're talking about.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Not a joke.
Well, then we're dealing with an alien. We're dealing with a madman.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does not have the proper respect or reverence for the act being private.
You just can't get the FaceTime on the John. I think it's ridiculous people answer the phone. I think it's ridiculous that people listen, like watch loud videos with no shame. When I'm rolling in there, it's like a little peace and quiet.
Danny, that's the other part.
Yeah.
Clary, let's say this is your normal move at home, that you and all your weirdo friends who like to show each other your business, right?
Yep.
That they call and you're talking to them. Let's say you do that, which I think is outrageous. Mm-hmm. You're in the bathroom and someone's sitting next to you in the stall. You now, even if you're not me and you don't want them to know that you're there, you now can't answer the phone because there's someone – you don't want to – that's rude to just talk next to someone, even in a random public setting, let alone a bathroom.
Yes, and okay, if we were at a restaurant, I would not do that. Something about this place, and again, this is an issue that I have. I think I am too comfortable here.
A little too comfortable.
I think I am a little bit – because here's the thing. Three out of the five days, no one else here besides us in this little corner, and to be – frankly honest with you guys, if it's Darius, Danny, or you, Grant, walking in the bathroom there, I'll say hi. I always say hi. I noticed that it was Danny. And first and foremost, I wasn't even 100% that it was Danny. But I saw like the jeans and the shoes, and I'm like, yep. I'm pretty sure that's Danny. Hey, Danny.
Went for it.
And he said hi back?
Yeah, that's no problem to me. That's no problem. You can't FaceTime. You just can't. You can't FaceTime from the Jordan stall, dude.
I don't know. I disagree. I think it's fine. You know, you cannot show anyone your business, which I was never going to do. That was never my intention.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Like, it's a compliment to me that you're comfortable enough that we're friends that you would do that.
Yeah.
Where do you draw that line? If it was our boss, Chris Kinard, calling you in that moment, and he's calling you, would you answer?
Absolutely, because I'd probably have a panic attack because when if CK's calling, like it's something's either great or really bad.
But
I'm not going to take that risk.
A FaceTime on the toilet.
Yes.
From your boss.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, too comfortable. Right, that is on me.
So again, way too comfortable. We're going to go to the next line.
We're just telling you have some discomfort.
What if this was a female member of our staff?
Oh no.
A female member of the sales staff. If Laura Gonzalez is calling you on FaceTime. Or Courtney from sales, or whoever. Pick any member of sales. They've got an important question. Did Grant do the read? Did this happen? Are you answering a female's call while on the John on FaceTime?
Well, I would not with them because I'm not as comfortable with them. But like with you guys,
you guys are in that category
where
this is
I'm
a comfort thing.
This is a comfort thing. Okay. I am comfortable with you guys.
Okay.
This is my second home.
Apparently. He's extremely comfortable.
He's almost full Costanza with his shirt off.
Yeah.
But that's what I was trying to get at, Danny, is it a comfort thing? So we're like on the buddy list where you'll do that. But if it was your boss at Locked On or something, you're not doing that.
I think I would.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, again, I don't know, man. I always answer my call no matter what. Like, I never let it go to voicemail.
Okay, would you say to him when you answered, would you say, hey, just so you know, I'm on the toilet? Or do you just let him figure that out?
Yes, I would.
He'd probably figure it out.
Well, yeah, he'd probably figure it out,
Hold on. Danny, did you hear that?
Yeah.
So this is your boss that you're not, like, buddies with. This isn't like a CK situation where you see him every day and you do shtick. Like, this is like a guy that wears a shirt and tie. He's calling you.
Mm-hmm.
You're answering your phone on video on the toilet, and you're just going to say, hey, Bob, just want to let you know I'm on the toilet. What's up?
Yeah, I probably would.
Oh, dear.
Because if they are calling me, it is about work, number one. And number two, it could be an emergency. You will never know that answer if you don't answer that phone. I'm going to answer that phone. I think that's what it comes down to.
Hit ignore and text them back and say, hey, I'm on the...
What if it's urgent, though?
Boss.
What if it's urgent? We get into the what-if scenarios, and you guys will never know that answer.
You're right. But it's a risk you have to take. You can't have a boss... And you just go, what's up, man? I'm on the crapper. What do you got for me? Hey, boss.
This is not your buddy from high school.
Hold on one second, boss. I'm efforting here. You can't do that. It's a one sec. They don't know your life. They don't know what's going on, et cetera. If you miss some kind of emergency because they need to do the 11th hour, that's poor planning on their part. Like that one in a trillion lightning strike in the palm of your hand while you're juggling fire in the other hand. That ain't on you, dude.
That's a call you in 2 minutes kind of situation.
Yeah.
Now, Darius, who's our other producer, is closer to me, I think, than Ryan.
Yeah.
Where he's very – like, Darius is like – he's going to another building to go to the bathroom.
Did Darius go to the roof? You go to the roof, don't you?
He leaves the Navy Yard, gets in his car, and drives to another zip code and comes back.
This is all true, yes.
I mean, can you give people your quick rundown of just your if duty calls, if the time
like if
is you, right.
If Call of Duty World at War calls, what happens?
I mean, give people – it's pretty lengthy operation you've got over there.
So I hate public bathrooms, in particular for doing that part of, you know, going to the bathroom.
Of course. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I don't like doing any public bathrooms. Because I don't like the people walking in and seeing your feet and knowing, oh, he's doing the thing.
See, he's me.
Yeah, I'm you. Right. So I rather go to the one place where there's a private bathroom and I don't have to worry about that. And that's on the roof of the building.
You take the elevator up?
Yeah, absolutely. Scan my key card, go up the elevator all the way to the 11th floor.
You leave the studio, you go to the special elevator, you go all the way up to the top.
Do you do the freight elevator?
You go outside of the...
Yeah, that's the only elevator that goes up there.
Unbelievable.
It's so peaceful up there.
Well, they get angry at us for using it, by the way. They scold you every time. If they see you go in there, they get mad.
Well, that's why... I don't know. I've never been scolded going up there, but... I know it gets the work done up there.
So then, with that mindset that you have, which is... comparable to mine, I would say. When you hear that Ryan did this, your thoughts are?
I'm absolutely cringing. I can't believe that he has the audacity to do such a thing and put anybody in that position. It's unbelievable.
I like this, Danny, because for Ryan, he's like, I'm fine with it. What do you mean? Darius's point is the nerve of you.
Yeah.
Look at the imposition on other people.
The Odyssey at work action to sit there with someone with, like, if you, now, there's a wall in the way. But if you extended your left arm and they extended their right arm, it's beyond touching. Like, they're that close. Like, you could reach out and hold hands underneath the stall if you wanted to. That's how close the proximity is. And you're just chatting away. You're on FaceTime. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Like, come on, man.
So rude.
There's got to be some solitude, some dignity to an undignified act.
I mean, I hate to be this guy, but, like, Danny.
Yeah.
You and I have conversations in the bathroom.
Sure, but that's if someone initiates. I'm not talking, like, if there's a, you do not know who was next to you. You don't know who it was.
I had a pretty decent idea.
But maybe you did, maybe you didn't. You don't know.
Fair.
Like, if you had to swear to it, and you're just chit-chatting on the phone? You're just chit-chatting on a FaceTime? While throwing a breaking ball? While doing Call of Duty Modern Warfare?
Yeah.
No, is my point to that. You can't. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Clary, who do you think was growing a tail next to you?
I have a good idea. Do I say that?
No, do not say that person's name. Do not do that.
On the other side of the building.
Oh, man. Well, that's just, in the future, let's not answer. How about that?
Okay, fine.
If your Locked On Yankees boss calls you and you're on the John, please, I'm begging you, don't answer and say, I'm in the loo. What's up?
Next time you're...
Please don't do that.
Next time you're making room for dinner, do me a favor. Don't let me see your face.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I like your batting average on answering calls. And
thank
that's
you.
Why
that is
I
an
don't
S quality.
Want, I don't want this to be a situation... You know, Danny, it's big. It's important that people answer their phone.
I will tell you, I'm not a good answer. But, like, I'm doing something. If I'm doing something...
Yeah.
It's hard for me to stop doing that thing with my kids, a conversation with my wife or something. If I'm free, I'll do it. But, like...
You're horrendous at answering.
I'm not good at it. I certainly admit to that. But it's not a, oh, screw this guy calling. It's
sure.
A, I'm doing something.
I would say...
Ryan stops what he's doing, no matter what it is.
I would say of people in my life, and maybe this won't surprise anyone after this segment, Clary's probably the highest batting average of answering the phone.
Yep.
And I think you take pride in that, clearly.
I do. I seriously do. I always answer my phone. Always
in this case,
do.
Just a little bit too much pride, maybe. But anyway, I'm going to FaceTime you now when we go to break so I can tell you the news that I wanted to tell you. Yeah. So don't be in the bathroom.
A lot of pride, not that much shame.
Right, exactly.
A little low on shame.